online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, bauganplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Baugan gratis. Entra ya en bauganplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Hello, 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 hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. Oh, oh. Hello, everybody. I'm singing the famous Beatles song, Hello, Goodbye. Or is it Goodbye, Hello? I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. And I got to tell you something. When I saw Paul McCartney in concert at Madison Square Garden with my mother, he opened the concert with that song. So hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to your online, interactive, energetic English show exclusively on Vaughan Radio, where we've been for 11 years now. No, 13 seasons. This is the 13th season, so it'll be 12 years, 13 seasons here on Vaughan Radio. Now, we've only been here on Instagram with Vaughan for the last, well, when the pandemic started, we started doing this show on Instagram as well, so we could reach people. I mean, like everyone, I think everybody in this difficult situation has had to adapt. In fact, I believe in adapt or die. Because, well, you have to adapt. The many industries now, everybody's having to adapt to the current situation. So, and those who don't will fail. I always think of the Blockbuster Video example. If you've never heard this story, you should check it out on the internet. You'll find articles written on it. Of course, do all this stuff in English. And Blockbuster Video had the chance to go digital. You guys remember Blockbuster Video? It was video rentals. You would go there and you would rent a VHS, eventually DVD as well. And I remember going religiously every Friday night. We went when we were kids and there was always a line, and you were lucky if you could get, you know, the latest releases, no, lo último que han sacado, because, well, if somebody got there before you, they only had two or three copies of it, ejemplares. So, it was pretty crazy, but I remember I was a member of Blockbuster Video my whole life, and I went to Blockbuster Video in New York, in New Jersey, in Florida, and in Hollywood. I remember it very clearly, the Blockbuster Video in Hollywood, because that place was a zoo. Era un zoo. It was totally crazy. And so what am I getting at? ¿A qué voy? Well, Blockbuster Video, they continued to insist, or they kept on insisting that, you know, physical, tangible movies is what people wanted and are going to continue to want. They were wrong. Everything's digital now. I mean, even if you have a DVD or a CD, it's because you're collecting it or because, you know, everything is digital. Why? It's space. Es una cuestión de sitio. It's a question of space at the end of the day. So, Blockbuster, it's not, maybe they knew. They were talking about, you know, making all their titles available digitally. All the movies they had, so they weren't like ignorant to it. But they kind of said, you know what? No, the market will go the way we say it's going to go. And it never works like that. So, and if it does, then you're in the wrong business. You should be, investing. Invertir is to invest. You should be investing in the stock market. La bolsa de acciones. So, my amigos, welcome to your online English class. We have adapted. That's what I'm getting at. In fact, at Vaughan, we're right now adapting as we speak to the current situation. We're doing the show live every day on Instagram. So that's Grupo_Vaughn for those of you who are not following us. And if you can't watch the show live and participate, no problem. You can also check it out on Instagram TV or listen to it on Vaughn Radio or download the podcast. So you've got tons of options to get your daily fix of English. And speaking of, you also have Richard Vaughn, who did his show this morning. So that should be available in podcast format. And you've got Fitz, who will be doing his show at 6:30. My buddy Kyle Miller is posting a video every day on Instagram, on Grupo Vaughn's Instagram as well. So those of you who are following and are playing with us, Olgi, Cultura Gastro Bike, Jasmine, Angelina, and all the rest of you, you guys know. You're here, you're playing, we're going to have some fun. Those of you who don't know, join us. We'd love to have you join our interactive classroom in real time. So guys, wherever you're tuning in from, get ready to have some fun and to play on today's Show with No Name 2.0. But you know what? We have to lift off. Hay que despegar. That's right, folks. I mean, we're still on the ground. We're on the launch pad. The launch pad is donde los cohetes salen, ¿no? From the launch, lanzar, lanzamiento, launch pad. All right, so everybody ready? Fasten your seatbelts, because it is time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The Show with No Name. It's Show with No Name time.
That's right, folks. That's right. Now we are officially airborne on the Show with No Name, and who knows where we're going to go. But I'll tell you, we're going to go to some exciting places with your English today. And I'm excited to be here with you as always. All right. So many of you tuning in. Debbie says, I'm tuning in from the gym. Debbie, you are awesome. You're working on your mind, you're working on your body and your spirit all in one. And Debbie, I'm sure you know it, but in case you don't know it, as many of you know, I have a self-produced podcast. It comes out every Friday. And just about an hour ago, the new episode dropped. Eso es una forma muy newyorkina para decirlo, right? The new episode dropped, and it's about gyms. So Debbie, there's some good listening material for you. If you guys haven't subscribed to that, it's called FYI for Your English, and you can find it on iTunes, iVox, the same places you can find the Show with No Name, No Excuses, and Richard Vaughn Live. Uh-oh! That's right, folks. It is time for your pop quiz. Examen sorpresa every day, guys. I'm making sure that you're following me or Vaughn on social media, because every day we post content. And this is the part of the show where I make sure you guys are getting that content. You're not just looking at our tweets or our posts and saying, ah, qué interesante, but that you actually got the lesson or the vocabulary that we aim to teach you. All right. So let's see. Chris says here on Instagram, I have a worker drilling next to the wall of my house. I hope I can hear the show. Well, Chris, you know what? Do you have AirPods or headphones or look, I have these. These are pretty good. Some headphones. You can get a pretty decent pair. I'm just saying I'm always buying headphones and microphones and things. And you can get a pretty decent pair for 25 or 30 euros that are noise cancellation. Now, you can also get a very expensive pair too, but you don't need it. You don't really need it. This pair of headphones I have, if you guys can see it, I'm on Instagram. If not, I can explain it. It's the AKG. Es la marca. It's a very famous brand of microphones and, well, audio stuff. And it's from Vienna. It's designed in Vienna, it says. AKG, and the model is K92. Now, these might look familiar if you've ever been to Vaughn Radio, because they're the same ones that they use at Vaughn Radio. So I decided to steal a pair. I'm kidding. I would never do that, by the way. No, I bought a pair online because I liked them so much. I bought the same ones, and they were on special. So I got these very good headphones. AKG is the bomb, como decimos, la bomba. And I think they were 40 euros. So, and they're great. I swear by them. In fact, I use them sometimes on the show. If you notice, I don't use headphones too much if I don't have to, just because I'm losing my hearing. Cada día digo, ¿qué? What? More. So I'm trying not to do the show with any headphones on. But remember, my podcast, well, I edit that. So that really, to get the sound right, you have to use headphones. And I recommend these. These are very comfortable. They're not noise cancellation, but they, believe me, the thing that I noticed with headphones, as somebody who has had headphones on for hours on end, horas seguidas, on end, como decimos, they've got to be light. They've got to be comfortable. They can't be crushing your head, because you can get a terrible headache. If you're editing for 2 or 3 hours and you have some uncomfortable head, you're going to literally have a, from looking at the screen, de mirar la pantalla, and from the uncomfortable headphones. So these are probably the most comfortable. No me están pagando. Believe me, if I don't like something, I won't promote it. Because if you get it and you tell me, Alberto, this is crap, well, that's my reputation. So AKG, excuse me, K92. Intento decir todo y no digo nada. Really good. And I also have an AKG microphone. See, those of you, see, guys, there are some advantages to following on Instagram. I'm showing you guys some of the equipment I use. The microphone I'm using right here is Shure. ¿Estás seguro? No, es la marca. Sure. It's a very famous microphone. In fact, this microphone, this model of microphone was used to record Michael Jackson's Thriller. And The Show with No Name. And Richard Vaughn Live. So look at that. Wow. So the AKG, look, see, as I said, AKG, it's a well-known, trusted brand in microphones and headphones. And look at this. This is a really nice mic. I have an AKG. This is the C214. So for those of you who can't see it, just, you know, there's a whole world of microphones and audio visual things. And I don't know very much about it, but I've been learning so much since I've had to self-produce this show. You know, this show, we produce it now in real time. I'm here with the jingle, so everything's got to sound good. So, and plus my podcast as well. So, I hope the audio sounds good. Well, from what I hear, you guys seem to be enjoying it. And all the editing, for example, not here on the show, Nacho does the post-production. But on the podcast, if you like the sound effects and all that, that's me experimenting. As I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm learning. And if you guys are interested in more information about, you know, podcasting, because there are a lot of other cheaper options, I you know, decided to spend a little money on purpose. I said, I'm going to invest some money in some different equipment because it's what I do, right? In fact, the only reason I've been able to continue doing my radio show during this this pandemic is because I have my own equipment. So if you guys are ever interested in finding out about, because I've had people contact me on Instagram and on Twitter and say, hey, Alberto, what kind of equipment do you use? And I've done it too. There are podcasts I listen to and I'm like, that sounds lovely. Where, for example, they did an interview. And a lot of times when you do an interview and you pre-record it, somebody's on the phone or Zoom and it doesn't sound that good. So there are tricks. Hay truquitos. And well, like everything, I think it's just a matter of clicking around and, experimenting. What I always think when I'm editing or doing something, I'm like, listen, I can always hit Control Z. Siempre le puedo dar Control Z. Because a lot of times we don't do something like, ¿qué si borro todo? Well, then just hit Control Z and you're back, right? And I've done that. I've been working on a podcast for hours. And then with one click, I don't know what I did. I guess I was just tired. And with one click, I erased the whole project. But then with another click, Control Z, it's back. So sometimes I think that we're like, what if I screw up? It's okay. Now, if you're flying a Boeing 747, it's not okay to screw up. Okay. But there are times in life when screwing up, cagándola, is not so bad. All right, guys. So the pop quiz, you're not going to get out of it. No vais a esquivar, no vais a escaquearos. You're not going to get out of today's pop quiz. All right. Well, let's see who's following me on social media. I posted a tweet, also a post on Instagram and on Facebook this morning, and it was, promoting the new episode of FYI, which is about gyms, gimnasios. And I said a couple different things. So I'm going to ask you for a couple different vocabulary words. The first word, it's more of like an expression or a collocation. It's two words, well, three words technically. How do we say finiquitado, terminadísimo? You know, that would, because terminado is done, finished, right? But I said an idiom, a very cool idiom, because it's got a double alliteration thing. And I said it this morning. So, está finiquitado, está terminadísimo el verano, I said. And then I said, poner kilos. So, those are two different things that's today's pop quiz. I want to know how we say terminado, finiquitado, terminadísimo. Que, de hecho, estaba hablando del verano. I was talking about the summer. And then I said, todos hemos puesto unos kilos. So, who was paying attention? Yeah, because one thing is to see the tweet and favorite it or give it a like on Instagram. But another thing is to get what I wanted you to get from it. And I use, remember, we, not just myself, Richard Vaughn, Fitz, we use vocabulary on purpose to teach you this vocabulary. Lupe, what a superstar you are. It's done and dusted. Right? Terminado y le hemos quitado el polvo. Right? Done and dusted. Great one, Lupe. I think you would say finiquitado, terminado, como que da la sensación de muy terminado, ¿no? Que ya se ha terminado hace tiempo. It's done and dusted. Great one, Lupe. I'm glad you got that. And now, how do we say puse unos kilos este verano? And I think we can all say that, unfortunately. Anik says, I haven't seen it yet. Well, Anik, the early bird gets the worm. You have to see my stories first thing in the morning. A primera hora. No, es broma. So done and dusted. Does anybody know the other one then? Es que tengo tres palabras. Bueno, te enseño la tercera. Te digo la tercera. Okay, to put on or to pack on some kilos. Well, in my country, pounds, right? We don't weigh kilos, we weigh pounds. So in the summer, sometimes, or at Christmas time, we put on or we pack on. Pack on is otra forma de decirlo. But we don't put weight. We put weight on. Acuérdate que ese on es muy importante ahí. En general, no usamos el put sin el dónde va a ir. Put it on, put it over there, put it. We never just say put it. No, póntelo. Put it on, put it down. Right? So always remember that. In Spanish, yo sé que el poner va solo. En inglés, casi nunca. Okay? And then Chris says, we shed extra kilos. Now, to shed is to lose them. That's another word I use. See, that a tweet that's chock full of vocabulary. But again, it's done on purpose. I want you guys to get this vocabulary. So the words we looked at, the summer is done and dusted, terminadísimo. And it's time, ha llegado la hora, or como dicen los británicos, it's high time we shed, quitar, the extra kilos that we packed on or put on. Okay? Then I said, join me as we discover the gripping world of gyms. And gripping is fascinating. And it's a funny one. And I use that word on purpose, too, because in the gym, what do? You have to grip, agarrar, las barras. Ah, see what I did there, folks? As I always say, there is a method to my madness. Hay un método a esta locura. All right. So some key vocabulary that you can get from there. Gripping. Fascinating. To pack on or to put on extra weight, kilos, pounds, whatever you want. To shed, quitar. También shed is what a snake does with its skin. You shed, no? Pierde una capa. You shed the extra kilos. And then the first one, which is a collocation, which uses double alliteration. Parezco rapero y todo. The summer is done and dusted. Terminadísimo. Okay, guys, so what did we learn there? Aside from four words, it's a good idea to follow Vaughn on social media and to follow me because, well, we're teaching you English on a daily basis, a diario. But remember, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to make sure you're getting it. I don't want to tweet four words at you or post four words on Instagram and then, you know, you guys miss them. So I got to make sure. Remember, and I say this to my students all the time, the importance of reviewing things, reviewing, reviewing until it becomes second nature. Hasta que lo haces sin pensarlo. Okay? All right. Well, we've got a lot to do. So why don't we start with a section we usually start with, a section where we listen to famous people speaking, and you guys have to tell me what's being said. It's called Say What? Say what? What? That's right, guys. That's right. It's the Say What soundbite. And I got to say, since we've been back from our break, this has been a tough one. This has been a section that people have been having trouble with. ¿No? Teniendo un poco de dificultad. Fine. That's okay. But remember, I would prefer if you tried, then you didn't answer at all. Right? So remember, you have four chances, four opportunities, as I said, to get this down, okay? You're going to hear a native conversation or someone speaking right now. I'll play it four times. The first time, I just want some observations from you. I want some feedback. I want to know what you think. I want to know what it's about, you know? What impression do you get from it, okay? And on the second, third, fourth one, you should be writing some stuff down in each one. Now, I've got to warn you. This one is quite long. Es bastante largo. De hecho, creo que me he pasado. But you know what? I prefer to review it later. And, you know, I prefer to make things harder than easier. You get what I'm saying? I prefer you to be like, oh, my God, that's difficult, than say, there's no challenge here. Okay, so guys, challenge accepted? All right, well, here it is. This is today's Say What soundbite. This one is reserved today because of its length, longitud, length. Vamos a pronunciar esta palabra, length. This one's reserved for superstars today. All right, but don't get frustrated because you will have four opportunities as always. Here is the first listen of today's Say What soundbite.
Fine, may I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here. We are such fans of your music and all of your records.
That's right.
I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre, the rock and roll and so many of the exciting things that are happening in music today. And let me explain a bit about what's going on. This is our monthly At Ease weekend. It gives us a chance to kind of let down our hair, although I see you all have a head start on that. These haircuts wouldn't pass military muster, believe me. Although I shouldn't talk, my hair's getting a little shaggy too. Better not get too close to you, they'll think I'm part of the band. I'm joking, of course. Shall we go in and I'll show you around?
All right. Whoa. Whoa. Hey, as always, I warn you. I think, guys, as your teacher, I do guide you and say, okay, this is going to be easier, this is going to be harder. I warned you that this was going to be tough, but it's not impossible. And again, at the end of the show, we'll reveal it. No, we'll tell you exactly what's said. There's some great vocabulary in here. And if you don't get it all, that's fine. If you get 50% of it, for me, you get a gold star today. All right. So, observations. What do you guys think? American guy? Obviously, there are a couple voices, but I want the primary voice. Anik says, say what? Yeah, well, that's the name of the section, so. Chris says he's jocking or joking, right? Joking. Jocking. Nope. So joking. Lole says, it's a festival? Or más pregunta, is it a festival? Okay. So Loles is trying to ascertain where they are, which I think is a good thing to try and figure out. Let's see. Debbie says it's an interview from a fan to a rock and roll star. So it's a fan interviewing a rock and roll star. Okay, I like that. Hadri says it's a tough one, but I guess he's speaking about a kind of music. He is an American guy. Okay, good. All these observations are valid. Born to Iron Man says, I really need a recorder and to play it at slow speed. Hey, do whatever you got to do. Silpad said he is talking with a musician. Okay. Is he talking with a musician? Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah. Debbie says it seems to be an American accent. Olgi says, is it an interview with a singer? Well, guys, good. We all heard the same thing. Lo bueno de eso es que todos hemos oído la misma cosa. The other good news is we're going to hear this momentarily because we have to go to our first commercial break. I can't believe it myself. Yeah, that's the first part of the show. Done and dusted. All right. Well, we're going to hear this again. Remember, it's not about getting every single word. It's about doing your best. Right? Okay, guys. Well, we'll be back in 3 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. lo trabajas hablando. Y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Found Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. A ver qué hay que grabar hoy. Curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Nuestros mejores profesores, vale. Menos de 30 céntimos al día. Oye, menos de 30 céntimos al día. ¿Esto está bien? ¿Seguro? Vale. Quédate en casa. Venga, lo tengo. Aprende inglés desde casa con profesores Vaughan. Ahora, el curso de inglés online de Vaughan por solo 99 euros. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día tendrás a nuestros mejores profesores en cualquier momento en tu casa. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso o Richard Brown te ayudarán a poner en forma tu inglés. Para más información, entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com. Quédate en casa con el curso de inglés online de Vaughan.
Menos de 30 céntimos al día, seguro, ¿no?
All right, amigos. Welcome back. We're back for the second part of the show, and we've got so much stuff to cover. So let's get right back into it. I'm going to give you guys the double trouble for the second time. Remember, I don't expect anybody to get all of it today because it's a lot of text to get after just four listens. So get as much as you can. Get the key information. There's a good exercise. Okay, if you know there's no way on earth I'm going to get this in its entirety, then you know, what do I have to do next? Get the key information. Okay, and then we'll look at it, as I said, nothing. By the end of the show, none of this will be a mystery. We will demystify, if you will. Okay, so guys, grab your pens and your papers and your notebooks, wherever you write things down, your phone, I don't know, and write down as much as you possibly can. Here we go.
Fine. May I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here? We are such fans of your music and all of your records.
That's right.
I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre, the rock and roll and so many of the exciting things that are happening in music today. And let me explain a bit about what's going on. This is our monthly At Ease weekend. It gives us a chance to kind of let down our hair, although I see you all have a head start on it. These haircuts wouldn't pass military muster, believe me. Although I shouldn't talk. My hair's getting a little shaggy, too. Better not get too close to you. They'll think I'm part of the band. I'm joking, of course. Shall we go in and I'll show you around?
Okay. Now, I got to say something. A lot of native speakers, this guy speaks really fast, doesn't he? But a lot of native speakers do. As I told you guys the other day, you don't notice it, Spaniards, how fast you guys speak your own language. You don't realize it. It reminds me of that video that was on Telecinco. It's just like, whoa, sounds like rapid fire, like a machine gun. You say metralleta, we say a machine gun. That's how you guys sound. So I don't ever want to hear that excuse. Es que habláis rápido. Oh, yeah. And you guys speak nice and slow in Spain, right? Listen to yourselves. And as I said, in general, a native speaker speaks their language not fast, not slow, just at their own pace, a su propio ritmo. They don't think about it. They're not conscious of it, right? But Spain, you guys speak a mile a minute. Believe me, you just don't realize it. You hear us and you say, phew, too fast. I say, okay, all right. Okay, we can play that game. Podemos jugar eso. Chris Balrol, well, she says not all Spanish people. Well, the same thing. That's exactly what I'm getting at, Chris. Not all American people or British people. Look at the other day, we had Phil Jackson, the coach of the Chicago Bulls, the Lakers, a former NBA player, and he spoke like this about religion
and spirituality. And so you're going to get a little bit of everything everywhere. But that's cool. That's what makes life interesting, I think. What if everybody had the same accent, the same cadence, the same speed? We would be robots. We would sound like the automatic answering machine that picks up at the Seguridad Social. Yeah, let's not talk about that. Next topic, please. Como decimos, cambiar de tema en inglés, apúntate esta. Let's change the subject, right? Let's change the subject or let's change gears. Okay, es más nativo, cambiar de marcha, we would say. But let's change the subject is like when it's like, okay, no tenemos que hablar más de esto. And another one, which you would know if you have my book, English Everywhere, when we're in an uncomfortable situation or a situation where we want to leave, well, we say, check, please. So the perfect example, the example I give you in the book English Everywhere is your friends start saying, oh, dude, let me tell you about my hemorrhoids. You know, every morning I wake up and I'm in pain. And when I go to the bat and you're like, check, please. La cuenta, por favor. It means sácame de aquí. I don't want to be here anymore. Como, y eso es mi señal para irme, right? It's very, very native one that we use in English. I like teaching you guys these native things because I love learning these native things in Spanish. You know, when I learn these expressions, the other day I was talking with one of my students, Patricio, and he said to sleep on it. And I said, great expression. If I'm not mistaken, in Spanish, es consultarlo con la almohada, to sleep on it. So as much as you guys love learning idiomatic expressions, I love learning them too. And I think, well, they're good. They're funny. First of all, a lot of them are funny or interesting. And it's a good way to sum something up, right? Mira homophones que acabo de usar. A good way to sum something up. Una buena forma de resumir algo. Because you could, you know, next time you go on vacation, you can say, well, you know, we were on vacation. When people ask you, how was your vacation in Cambodia? And you say, well, you know, we were in Cambodia. It was really nice. You know, we tried a lot of different foods, which we normally wouldn't try. But we figured since, you know, we were there in Cambodia, we would try and adapt to their customs and, you know, and try and, you know, kind of live, you know, the life. Now, eso es mucha palabra, isn't it? That's a lot of... You can just say, well, we went to Cambodia and we tried a lot of new things. When in Rome, donde fueres, haz lo que vieres. When in Rome, resume todo eso. Bueno, y nos adaptamos a los costumbres, probamos la comida. That's when in Rome, right? Tres palabras que resumen ese párrafo, la chapa que te acabo de soltar. So this is another reason idioms are good. You can just sum something up with two words, no? Another one I love. Easy come, easy go. Las cosas que vienen fáciles también se van fáciles, ¿no? Money. We think about it. Easy come, easy go, right? Well, easy come, no sé yo. You got to work for it. But easy come, easy go. It's a good way of some... Alguien tiene mala suerte. Bueno, tal. You know what, man? Easy come, easy go. You know? Sometimes these are just good ways to sum something up. To sum up, otra vez es resumir, que viene de la palabra summarize, con dos M's y una Z. Summarize. Hablando de letras, speaking about letters, you know what time it is? Time for our spelling bee. All right, superstars. So what are we going to do? As always, I'm going to spell six words for you in the spelling bee. What do you guys have to do? Well, you just have to write down these six words. Also, you have another part, okay? I require another course of action as well, and that is to put what they have in common. So what are the six words, and what do they have in common? All right? The first time, I'm going to go through them really fast because I have students who get them when I go really fast, and the second time, I'll slow down. So what are these six words? And what do they have in common in today's spelling bee? Ready? Grab your pens. Grab your notebooks. Here we go. The first word is strychnine. The next word is botulinum. The next one is rician. The fourth one is ant. H-R-A-X. The fifth one is S-A-R-I-N. And the last one is A-M-A-T-O-X-I-N. I had to take a breath myself there. Tenía que respirar yo mismo. All right, so six words I just spelt for you. What are those six words? And what do they have in common? Let's take a look over here. Morlajo, Joaquin, let's take a look. It looks like you got them, Joaquin. Unbelievable, Joaquin. Wow, that was fast, man. Excellent job. Let's give Joaquin a nice round of applause. Great job, man. That was really fast. Anybody else? Maybe some of you got three or four words. Maybe some of you got one or two. Don't worry, because I'm going to repeat them momentarily. Ahora las voy a repetir. Okay, so don't worry about that. I just want to see if anybody else, aside from Joaquin, got them on the first go. Very impressive. Hats off, Joaquin. Let's see. Born to Iron Man. I think you got it. They all look good, Born to Iron Man, except the first one. Check your first one on this second round, okay? There's Chris Valrol. Chris, you're missing a letter in the first one, it seems, but the rest seem... you're missing a couple letters. And I think it's the same letter, too. Hay una letra que no te gusta, Chris. Let's see. Oh, no, it's not the same letter. Excuse me. Sorry. Let's see. Jaster. Jaster, I think you got them as well. Excellent job, Jaster. Okay, Tony recognizes one. He says it's a song by the Sonics. There you go. Okay, interesting. All right, guys, not bad. Not bad at all. Very impressive. Those of you who got them the first go, now you get that second chance. There's Lupe, there's Lolis as well. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go. I'm going to slow down a little bit. The first word in today's spelling bee is, ready? S-T-R-Y-C-H-N-I-N-E. The next one is B-O-T-U-L-I-N-U-M. Okay. Ahí hay mucha M y N. Es muy importante separar el M and N. Okay. The next one, the third one, is R-I-C-I-N. Okay? The fourth one is A-N-T-H-R-A-X. The fifth one, S-A-R-I-N. And the last one is A-M-A-T-O-X-I-N. All right, guys? Well, now, there's something I can say. There's a pattern, no? Hay algo que vemos repetido aquí. And that's, I'm seeing the word X a lot. Are you guys seeing that, not the word, excuse me, the letter X is coming up quite a bit, isn't it? Okay. So, amigos, did anybody figure out what these things are? Anybody else? I know some people right there. There's Chris. Chris is like, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you all of them perfect. And that's exactly what she did. So excellent job. Fantastic job. Okay. Let's see. Born to Iron Man says they're not a good thing. All of them. Oh yeah, that's true. Tony says poison. All of them in a different way. Poison, it reminds me of Alice Cooper. I want to kiss you, but I want it too much, too much. You want to kiss me, but your lips are venomous. Poison. Siempre hay música, ¿no? Y luego el grupo, the glam band, or the hair band, como les llamamos, de los 80, los que se pintaban, the band Poison. Do you guys remember the band Poison? Talk dirty to me. And then they had a couple ballads. I remember that. Every rose has its thorn.
just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Beautiful song if you don't know it. It's called Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Cada rosa tiene su... How do you say thorn? Pincho? Is that what you call it? I can't remember that word. Buena palabra. Thorn. Poison. There, that was like the early, late 80s, early 90s. I was in grade school. I was in elementary school, and I loved them. I was, my mom didn't. My grandfather said, I remember my grandfather looked at the tape cover. We had cassettes, and he said, they're pretty. Son guapas. I'm like, they're men. Espina. Every rose has its thorn. Beautiful song by the group Poison. And yes, guys, these are all poisons, right? Anix, careful. It's not torn. It's thorn. Thorn, right? T-H-O-R-N. Born to Iron Man says, we'd rather have anthrax, the band, than the infection. Oh, I think everybody agrees with you there. Anthrax. In fact, I learned the word anthrax from the band. I didn't know it was a poison. I knew it as a thrash metal band. And then I said, oh, that's a poison. So funny. Sometimes you learn things the opposite way around, you know? Anthrax. Base. How low can you go? Death row. What a brother know. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal D, public enemy number one. That's a great song. If you haven't heard that one, Bring the Noise with Public Enemy and Anthrax. Deadly combination. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at these. These are some of the deadliest poisons in the world. Okay. Now, the reason I chose these is because I'm plotting to take over the world and I have an evil plan to kill everyone and start humanity from square one. No, I'm not going to do that. It's too much work. I chose it because today in 2001, right? In 2001, there was a series of, attacks, they were called, where, congressmen and women and, well, other people in the New York, New Jersey area, were receiving letters with anthrax in them, this poison. So I remember this very clearly, 2001. I lived, you know, in the New York, New Jersey area. And I remember these letters. It was scary. We were paranoid too. Like I remember opening letters like, abriendo una carta, like, is there anthrax in there or not? You know? And I think that's when I realized it was a poison as well as, a thrash metal band, right? Okay. So the first one is strychnine. The first one we looked at is strychnine. Now remember, some poisons are ingested. Some can be inhaled. As we said, you breathe them in. And some both, like strychnine. Strychnine's like, don't worry. Either way, you're fine. You're going to die. It's deadly no matter how. You can ingest it or you can inhale it. Strychnine. Now, it's a common pesticide. I don't know if you guys knew this. Strychnine is a pesticide. And it isn't as toxic as some of the other poisons we're going to look at. But this one, the reason strychnine is so famous as a poison is, well, because it is probably one of the most horrific deaths that you could ever imagine. And what happens? Well, supposedly, I've never tried it, thank God, every muscle in your body spasms, right? You spasm violently. So just cada músculo en tu cuerpo, en un espasmo violento, until you die from exhaustion. So your muscles spasm, they go crazy until you die of just imagining that, I think I would jump off the balcony or something first. Strychnine. The next one is called, now, forgive my pronunciation, botulinum. Botulinum. Does that one ring a bell? Botulinum? It has something to do with Botox? Well, it is a, basically it's Botox, but nobody calls it botulinum. De hecho, como ves, botulinum. I don't even know how to say that word because no one calls it that. We call it Botox. Okay. And it's produced by a bacteria called,
Aquí me meto yo solo en líos, ¿no? Clostridium botulinum. Okay, again, nobody calls it that. Unless you're a scientist, then yes, you will call it that. And it's Botox. And yeah, I know a lot of you are saying, what, Botox? Well, I have it in my face. I have it in my ass. Mi culo. Yeah, well, don't ingest it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it, whatever you do. This is definitely one of the deadliest poisons out there. And it's because your nervous system fails completely, okay? If you ingest Botox, your nervous system fails completely. That's got to – and, of course, you die in extreme pain if your nervous system is not taking that pain. You could die a very violent death. But, hey, it's great for wrinkles. Arrugas. We can, you know, inject it into our face. Just don't eat it. Oh, my God. Scary stuff, huh? Da miedo cuando lo piensas así. Okay, the next one is ricin. Ricin, it can be ingested or inhaled, like strychnine. I was thinking about this when I was preparing the script today, cuando estaba preparando el guión, I thought to myself, because of course I have to Google this, deadliest poisons, and I'm like, la FBI, voy a tener la FBI en la puerta. The FBI is going to be like, hey, we noticed you've been Googling stuff about poisons. What's going on? Oh, no. I'm going to be on a blacklist. Me van a poner en lista negra. So ricin, it can be ingested or inhaled like strychnine. It's made from, this is crazy. This is made from a bean, a type of bean, right? How do you say the word bean? Hortaleza, una habichuela, like this kind of stuff, right? So yeah, it's made from a castor bean, a type of bean, and this causes respiratory and organ failure, and death, obviously. When your organs fail and you can't breathe, you die. I mean, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I think I can tell you when your organs fail, you're dead in hours, minutes, you know? Okay, the next one we already mentioned a little bit here, anthrax. Anthrax, what a great thrash metal band. Now this is probably one of the most deadly ones. This is inhaling it. That's what makes it scary. But it starts with a flu. That's the worst part. You don't even know because you have flu symptoms. La gripe, the flu. It comes from the word influenza. So you have flu symptoms and next thing you know, you're not getting better. No estás mejorando. You're not recovering. And then your respiratory system completely collapses. Congratulations, you went from a flu to dead in 24 hours. So that's anthrax. The next one is sarin. I believe this one was used in Iraq, if I'm not mistaken. For some reason, I associate this one with Saddam Hussein. And this is one of the deadliest nerve gases, right? There are different kinds. Mustard gas is also a nerve gas. Agent Orange. These are ones that were developed and used in wars, sadly. Tristemente, echamos estos a gente. Aposta, you know. And this is more toxic than cyanide. We all know cyanide is a big no-no, right? Cyanide is something that'll kill you. So just one whiff. A whiff is a smell. Just one whiff of sarin and you will start to foam at the mouth. Now, foam is que te sale espuma en la boca. Then you go into a coma, okay? Just in case, you know, just in case the foaming at the mouth wasn't good. And this is just one whiff, un olorcito nada más. And then you go into a coma, and after that, you don't come out of that coma, you die. So these are, again, these are deadly poisons that, we hope you never come into contact with, okay? And the last one, the sixth poison we're looking at here, is amatoxin. Amatoxina. Yeah, I love toxins. Ooh, this one's got a bad name there, huh? Amatoxin. Now, this one is ingested, and this is derived from, derivado de, I think you say, derived from the death cap family of mushrooms, setas. Yeah. I have to say something. I love wild mushrooms. But I'm so paranoid about that. I'm so paranoid about, going to, because I've always wanted to pick mushrooms. I've never gone mushroom picking. Hey, if anyone wants to invite me, when it's the season, I'm in. I love mushrooms and I've always wanted to go mushroom picking. However, I'm scared shit. Let me be honest. I'm scared shit that I get the wrong one. So I'd want to go with somebody who really knows what they're talking about. Not like somebody who learned the craft on YouTube. You know what I mean? So that's something that's holding me back. You know, Tony says deal. Tony, I'm in, but I hope you know what you're talking about because my life is in your hands. We eat the wrong one and two things can happen. We're going to hallucinate and hug each other and be best friends forever. Or we're going to die. I prefer the first one, but I don't know if I want to hallucinate either. I like to be in control. Tony Real. So, Tony, where do you pick mushrooms? Where do you pick mushrooms? I would love to. So let's look at these. These amatoxins, which, again, come from this death cap family of mushrooms. It destroys your liver. This amatoxin destroys your liver, tu hígado. And your kidneys, riñones, por si el hígado no era bastante, and your kidneys. It takes a couple days. O sea, it's not all of a sudden. It takes a few days of excruciating pain when your liver and your kidneys are failing. And then the worst part about it is you remain conscious. So you feel this happening. It's like being awake at in an operation, that kind of thing. And then you slip into a coma and I hate to use this word, pero sí que se usa también, you expire, expiras. So the lesson here, if there is a lesson, stay away from dangerous chemicals. And you know what? We're reading a lot of these over here and myself with a daughter. I'm paranoid with that stuff. You know, I put it up on high shelves, the cleaning products around the house, they have some pretty deadly chemicals that if ingested or even inhaled. How many times have you guys cleaned the bathroom? Okay, maybe once a year? No, seriously, how many times have you cleaned the bathroom and you finished after 10, 15 minutes, you're scrubbing, frotando, and you walk out of there and you're high as a kite? Estás colocadísimo? Yeah, what's happening there? What kind of gas did I just inhale? All right, well, guys, I can't believe it, but we are halfway through the show. The show is just flying by today. We've got so much more to go, amigos. Oh, yeah, we've got music, movies, double trouble, jokes, and much, much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio. Con el curso online de Baugan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Baugan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupobaugan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupobaugan.com.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready? Start the class.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaughan.com. ¿Qué? ¿Ya has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Si quieres saber qué es eso de Vaughan Play, entra ya en vauganplay.tv y descúbrelo tú mismo. Con el código Vaughan gratis tendrás una semana gratis para navegar por vauganplay.tv y descubrir lo nuevo que te ofrece Vaughan. vauganplay.tv. ¿A qué esperas?
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia, con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher.
¿Quieres tener un profesor Vaughan? ¿Quieres tener toda la intensidad de una clase Vaughan? Desde casa te lo ponemos muy fácil. Clases Vaughan a través de videoconferencia. Una de